rock and roll generation.
Rock and roll music.
1961. Might have been called the year of the instrumental. Songs like Calcutta became popular as Lawrence Welk revved up his bubble machine for the first time in the pop field. Disc jockeys began referring to these hits as wordless wax. Instrumental hits ran the gamut from Last Night by the Marquise in the rhythm and blues field, to Floyd Kramer's country and western On the Rebound, to the Carnegie Hall caliber of Exodus by Ferrati and Tyson.
It's party time! Get up!
Chubby Checker created a dance, the pony. This was the predecessor of his greatest creation. Connie Francis, who had been around a long time, began to emerge as a teenage favorite and top female performer. Her music became more teen-oriented. Connie Francis was the first one to really use the echo chamber effectively. And another group stole the idea of creating a dance and a song. The Bristol Stomp, a big hit for a Philadelphia suburban group by the name of the Dovells. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1961. Continuing story of the rock and roll generation 1961 with WPGC's Columbus and Del Shannon.
Thank you. murder by me. To end this misery,
In March of 1961, the searching sound of Del Shannon and Runaway. WPGC Columbus Showtime, it's 1:19 with the Rock and Roll Generation, 1961. A big group in that year, a gigantic group, the Shirelles. What a fantastic group, the Shirelles. In that same period, they had Dedicated to the One I Love, Soldier Boy, Will You Love Me Tomorrow. Fantastic. Shirelles, Our Love's Becoming a Thing of the Past. WPGC's Columbus Showtime. Here's 1:22 with the Rock and Roll Generation, 1961. One of the biggest hits for this man. He had a lot. Sam Cooke.
Nobody but me. Cupid, please
Cupid, draw back your bow. Solid gold, rock and roll. Sam Cooke from 61.
Ken Dixon and Little Detroit wish you and yours a most happy and joyous holiday season. And remember, when it comes to Chevys, Buicks, Opals, and Hondas, Ken Dixon's Little Detroit is the place to go. Why, shopping at Ken Dixon's is like having a friend at the factory. Remember, when you're on the market for a new car or Honda, see Ken Dixon. It pays to drive that little way to Ken Dixon's Little Detroit, Route 301, Waldorf.
Hi, I'm Sonny Jurgensen, reminding you that Mountain Dew and Pepsi caps are worth 0.5 cent each to your church or charity. Register your nonprofit group by writing Pepsi Place, Chevrolet, Maryland, and start earning cash for your Pepsi caps because...
And for your holiday convenience and pleasure, enjoy Pepsi Cola in the new 8-pack carton of 10-ounce no-return bottles.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1961.
Philadelphia was becoming involved so heavily in the music biz that people referred to records as having a Philadelphia sound. It seemed for a while that almost every recording star came from the city of brotherly love. Chubby Checker, Frankie Avalon, Bobby Rydell, the Dovells, and several others. Philadelphia was the place to have a record recorded. And the cradle of liberty became the rock and roll capital of the country. Local Philadelphia high school groups by the hundreds were being formed. Some got snapped up as fast as they were formed, and some even had a few hit records. Yes, Philadelphia was then the town.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1961.
Style, the Regents and Barbara Ann.
The bottlers of Coca-Cola are saying happy holidays the way you like to hear it. From now through New Year's Eve, you save 3 cents on each 28-ounce size bottle of Coke with a handy reseal cap. At participating stores in the Washington metropolitan area through December 31st, you'll save 3 cents per bottle on all products of the Coca-Cola Company in the 28-ounce size Coke, Sprite, Tab, Fresca, and Fanta flavors. Mix or match these delicious beverages for lively holiday entertaining and save 3 cents per bottle on the 28-ounce size. What a refreshing way to say Happy Holidays. Coca-Cola.
Be sure to stock up on Coke, Sprite, Tab, Fresca, and Fanta flavors for the long New Year's weekend.
WPGC-AM-FM, Morningside.
The Rock and Roll Generation. WPGC, reliving the best years of your life, 1954 to Example of the Philadelphia sound, Bobby Rydell and Good Time Baby, solid gold from 1961. WPGC's Columbus, it's 26 till 2 o'clock. We have Well, it's not really a novelty song of 61, because back then, everything in a way, in its own way, I guess, was a novelty. But this is a song about a hero of American folklore. Except he wasn't really a hero of folklore until there was this song. They kind of went together. Jimmy Dean and a big hit about a big man.
Be yours. Be yours.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John,
Big John,
Big Bad John, Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much, kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got in a fight over a Cajun queen, and a crashing blow from a huge right hand sent a Louisiana fella to the promised land, Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Then came the day at the bottom of the mine when a timber cracked and men started crying. Miners were praying and hearts beat fast, and everybody thought that they'd breathed their last, except John. Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
And with all of his strength, he gave a mighty shove. Then a miner yelled out, "There's a light up above." And 20 men scrambled from a would-be grave. Now there's only one left down there to save, Big John. With Jackson timbers, they started back down. Then came that rumble way down in the ground. And the smoke and gas belched out of that mine. Everybody knew it was the end of the line for Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Now, they never reopened that worthless pit. They just placed a marble stand in front of it. These few words are written on that stand. At the bottom of this mine lies a big, big man. Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Jimmy Dean from 1961, Big John, which reminds you that Big Wilson will be here at 3 o'clock today. He's never had anything, you know, happen to him like that down in a mine with rocks and things. I think once he was reaching, you know, back in the Golden Groove Yard and a few 45s fell on him. But that's about the most, I think, that happened to Big Wilson. But Big Wilson will be here at 3 o'clock today with more of the continuing story of the rock and roll generation.
Come on, everybody. We're gonna have a good time, yeah. Give me all that love that I need. I'm gonna give you mine. Hey, you people.
Disciples of the Pharisees brought unto him a coin, asking, "What thinkest thou of tribute unto Caesar?" And he answered them by saying, "Render unto Caesar the things which are Caesar's, and unto God that which is God's." E pluribus fum, for the people.
The Pluribus Funk, available at all Harmony Hut stores. The new album by Grand Funk.
Ken Dixon and Little Detroit wish you and yours a most happy and joyous holiday season. And remember, when it comes to Chevys, Buicks, Opals, and Hondas, Ken Dixon's Little Detroit is the place to go. Why shopping at Ken Dixon's is like having a friend at the factory. Remember, when you're on the market for a new car or Honda, see Ken Dixon. It pays to drive that little way to Ken Dixon's Little Detroit, Route 301, Waldorf.
WPGC's Columbus Showtime is 20 to 2 o'clock with the Rock and Roll Generation. 1961, this is Gene McDaniel and Chip.
From one little kiss and a lot of loving, you build a big mansion of love. High on a hill of happiness, with someone that you've been dreaming of. You build a wall all around with a lot of loving, all around your mansion of love. Then one day you hear a strange little sound, trying to tear your mansion down. Oh, 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 oh. You tell a little lie, you make your baby cry, you cheat a little bit, you quarrel over it. Oh, hey, you're gonna discover one little wrong leads to another. A tipping away, tipping at your mansion above. A little lie, you make your baby cry, you cheat a little bit, you quarrel over it. One day you're gonna discover one little wrong to another. Sipping away, sipping at your mansion of love.
Chipping away, chipping at your mansion of love. That's Gene McDaniel. He also had 100 pounds of clay. The year 1961 for Chip Chip. Showtime with WPGC's Columbus, 18 till 2. This is Adam Wade, and Take Good Care of Her.
I suppose I ought to say congratulations, for you won the only girl I ever loved. But I hurt too much to face the situation. Just take good care of her. My only
Sorry, but that's another Adam Wade. No, that's not Adam Wade as in...
Golly gee, Batman. Let's head for the bat room.
No, that's not that at all. But nice song from 1961 from the rock and roll generation. Adam Wade and Take Good Care of Her. WPGC Columbus Showtime. Golly gee, Columbus. 15 till 2 o'clock. And in the 1960s, the early 1960s, this group had a lot of hits. Dick and Dee Dee. That was number 34 in the rock and roll year 1961. This is WPGC's Columbus with the music environment. Have a chance of showers with a possible thunderstorm this afternoon. Partly cloudy, windy, and colder tomorrow. And tonight, lows to 33. Tomorrow, it should be clearing up with highs ranging from 50 to about 55 degrees. It was a great year, 1961, for Del Shannon. This is his other hit other than Runaway.
Once I had a pretty girl, her name it doesn't matter. She went away with another guy, now he won't even look at her. Hats off to Larry, he broke your heart. Just like you broke mine when you said we were fine. I know this may sound strange. I want you back. I think you'll change. But there's one more thing I gotta say. Hats off to Larry. It may sound true, but you laughed at me when you said we were through. You told me lies. Your turn. Now that Larry said goodbye to you. To you,
the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1961.
Negro music in the form of R&B began emerging on the pop charts. Many black artists rose to fame that year. The Shirelles, Bobby Lewis, D. Clark.
The raindrops, so many raindrops.
R&B.
It feels like raindrops.
Black music was now being heard and accepted by a larger audience, both black and white. Another seed was being sown. Chop Around by the Miracles was the beginning of the Motown sound. Motown simply standing for Motor City, naturally being Detroit. Detroit wasn't musically big yet, but more things than automobiles were destined to roll off the assembly lines of Detroit.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1961.
Solid Gold, Rock and Roll, 1961. It's 7 minutes till 2 o'clock with WPGC's Columbus and Connie Francis from the movie Where the Boys Are. a very esoteric theme. The boys are where the girls are, actually, as it turned out in the movie. Connie Francis, Jill St. John, someone else, I don't quite remember who it was. I'm sorry, I can't recall all these things for you, but possibly you'll remember from... And that song, by the way, was written by Neil Sedaka, who was in on a lot of things then. He knew where the boys were and the girls were, too. And most of all, he knew where the money was, which is always important. Showtime with WPGC's Columbus. You'll pardon me for wandering like this, but getting back to when I was, in the bloom of my youth, as they say. Boy, it was wonderful. The ramblings of an old man here on WPGC. Now, this is a record from the Hootenanny days, 1961, of course. It wasn't really the... I don't really think it was the real strong point for Hootenanny Inc., if there is such a thing. But it was beginning. And this is one of the songs that really started it, of course, along with the influence of Peter, Paul, and Mary just a bit later. The Highwaymen and Michael. Of the Hootenanny. Remember that? Sort of everyone would sit and sing. People would go. And a few would really sing, you know, and then loud, and they thought they could, but they really couldn't. Oh, those were the good old days. Michael rolled the boat ashore, and it's done by the Highwaymen, and a former number one song for a period in 1961. This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation.
WPGC AM and FM Morningside.
All I say, I'm only halfway
Solid Gold 1961 for Tony Orlando, who just recently made a comeback with a group called Dawn. Of course, they had Candida and did it Not Three Times. But that was Tony Orlando way back in 1961. WPGC Columbus Showtime 203 with Solid Gold from 1961. This was the number three song, the number three most popular song in the U.S. by the Shirelles. The Shirelles and Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow. WPGC Columbus Showtime, 206. Wait a minute. Somebody... Stop, okay. The singers have stopped. They will be back in a moment. And that was the Shirelles and Will You Still Love Me Tomorrow. That's always a good question. Does that interest you?
Yes, it's interesting. Did you know who wrote that song, incidentally? Just out of curiosity.
Okay, I won't even look, and let me take a guess.
Carole King.
Why, that was a marvelous imitation I just did of
you
Bob
Marley. How far she goes back? So she's really not a real young girl.
She's
really
not.
A 92-year-old imitation of a young girl. She's talented, though, right?
She's talented, and not only that, but tomorrow's New Year's Eve.
What has that got to do with a price of tea in China?
Absolutely nothing, but it reminds me that on New Year's Eve, you might like some Dr. Pepper.
It could be so good, never knew it could be so wonderful. So many different things I heard, but I couldn't take nobody else's word.
Couldn't believe nobody else.
Bottled by 7-Up, Dr. Pepper Company, Washington.
I hope you will.
for fever of colds, flu. St. Joseph Aspirin for children, the trusted one.
Mommy, would you stay with me and read me a story?
Pure orange-flavored St. Joseph Aspirin for children, the original.
I love you.
For 23 years, more mothers have trusted St. Joseph Aspirin for children, and more children's doctors have recommended it than all other brands combined. St. Joseph Aspirin for children.
Shh. I'm going to peek in on Bobby.
Poor little tank. He's got himself quite a cold.
But at least he's sleeping and not coughing.
What was it you gave him?
St. Joseph cough syrup for children. It really does what they say. Helps take most of the cough out of the cold. And when he sleeps...
We sleep.
Mm-hmm.
The feel-better medicine that helps take most of the coughs out of the cold. St. Joseph cough syrup for children with suppressant.
Plans, limits, triumph. These are the WPGC newsmakers.
The airport, 1510 Wisconsin Avenue in Georgetown, and the airport at the new Columbia Mall.
We're dropping it all off. We're dropping what off? Up to 50% off on all fall and winter merchandise. Where are we dropping it? At airport, your Jetstream fashion place. Coats dropped off 40%. Pants 20%. Dresses 50%. Sweaters 40%. Blouses 30%. All accessories dropped off 40%. This is Airport's fabulous parachute sale for 2 weeks only, beginning Monday, December 27th through Saturday, January 8th. Remember the dates. Monday, December 27th through Saturday, January 8th. Remember the place. Airport. You can't forget that we're dropping it all off. Up to 50% on fall and winter fashion coats, dresses, sportswear, and accessories. Airport.
The airport, 1510 Wisconsin Avenue in Georgetown, and the airport at the new Columbia Mall.
At 207 WPGC Newsmen report, the D.C. City Council will consider downtown businessmen's plans for saving their stores from urban renewal. That meeting is underway now. A capacity crowd is in the district building listening. The merchants want new buildings put on stilts above their shops, but say the council has already decided against that plan. WPGC News hears that the Prince George's School Board meets today and looks at a plan designed to limit black enrollment to 30% in any one school. Black board member Jesse Warr says white students start transferring out of schools when the black enrollment goes above that percentage. The jury in the bribery trial of Congressman John Doughty still out, still talking, still trying to decide the man's fate. Doughty faces up to 40 years behind bars, along with a $40,000 fine if convicted on all 8 counts of bribery, conspiracy, and perjury. WPGC investigative reporters say the Black United Front has now jumped into the controversy over D.C. Transit's recent request for a nickel fare hike or more. The front says it'll ask the U.S. Appeals Court to block the boost until it rules on a lawsuit challenging last year's fare hike. Professor Daniel Ellsberg, the man who leaked the Pentagon Papers on the Vietnam War, has been reindicted. The charges are more serious. They are for stealing and distributing Defense Department documents. WPGC 211. At least 29 persons are missing following the eruption of a volcano in Chile, about 500 miles south of Santiago. Another 300 persons have been evacuated from the area near the volcano. The Dow Jones, interim averages, 30 industrials, off 3.91.
Ken Dixon and Little Detroit wish you and yours a most happy and joyous holiday season. And remember, when it comes to Chevys, Buicks, Opals, and Hondas, Ken Dixon's Little Detroit is the place to go. Why, shopping at Ken Dixon's is like having a friend at the factory. Remember, when you're on the market for a new car or Honda, see Ken Dixon. It pays to drive that little way to Ken Dixon's Little Detroit, Route 301, Waldorf.
In December 1968, Congressman Joe Broyhill calls on President-elect Nixon not to reappoint D.C. Mayor Walter Washington to another term. But he was reappointed. That was December 1968. WPGC Environment, chance of a thunderstorm this afternoon, then partly cloudy, windy, and colder tonight, down to 33. Latest air pollution index, 0.03 with 0.15, considered undesirable.
your news editor, Tom Anderson. This is Bob Rawley. It's 54 degrees.
WPGC, sound off.
I'm very tired of picking up the newspaper or turning on the radio or television and hearing about bad things. Wars, rapes, murders, accidents, etc., and more, etc. Mr. Soundoff, can you tell me any good news? Response from Mr. Soundoff. Yes, your Soundoff was short. Sharon Stanley, Route 1, Aquasto. Your response is welcome.
Best Soundoff of the week wins $20. Send yours to Soundoff, WPGC, Box 8550, Washington.